The Pokemon League has always been the climax of every Pokemon series ever, but it also goes for the games as well. It's a staple in Pokemon, and quite literally is the climax of the entire Pokemon series. And if it turns out it doesn't live up to fans' expectations, then it's just gonna feel like a really underwhelming ending to the series. Which is why it's so important for the Pokemon anime to have a good Pokemon League. Now, it's been over a year since the conclusion of Pokemon Journeys and the climactic finale to Ash's departure, and as the title suggests, the Master's 8 tournament, in my humble opinion, has to be one of the worst leagues in the Pokemon anime's history. Hello friends, my name is Pokey, and in today's video, I'm going to be giving my reasoning as to why the Master's 8 tournament was wasted potential. Now before you guys come at me in the comments, I really need you guys to watch the video till the end so you can gather all my thoughts and use it as reference before typing your mean comments. But enough of my rambling, let's get started with probably the biggest issue I have with the Master's 8 tournament. Now, likely the best league when it comes to animation was definitely the XYZ League, and I don't think anyone's gonna argue that. From the use of the camera work to the fluidity of the action sequences, it was beyond anything the Pokemon anime had put out in the past, and it still stands the test of time. Sun and Moon suffered from this issue a ton, but honestly, the Master's 8 tournament makes the Sun and Moon anime look like Demon Slayer levels of animation. First off, half of the fights feel sluggish and have no weight or impact behind any of the attacks. Lance's Dragonite, for some reason, just sits there and takes a Moon Blast while it's flying towards him at 1 mile per hour. Like, what? And some of the battles feature top level slideshows. Now you might be wondering, oh, that's probably just for the non-Ash fights, right? Surely they wouldn't give Ash fights the same treatment, right? Right? Garchomp vs. Lucario had to be one of the most unimpressive sequences of animation I have ever seen. I mean, they didn't even try to make it seem realistic at all. Why is Garchomp just sitting there taking the attacks? Why isn't he just counter-attacking? Just watch Greninja vs. Sceptile, right? All fast and fluid, you can feel Sceptile's relentless attacks against Greninja, and then you switch to this fight, and it's just, man, you just don't feel hype. It just feels so sluggish. Now, granted, we did get a good animated fight with Leon vs. Ash, but does that really make up for, I don't know, every single other fight before that? And don't get me started on Ash vs. Steven, man. I was expecting some clean Sun and Moon Picanium Z, and no. All we got was the same dumbed-down version of it. Not once did we get to see that beautiful Picanium Z from the Sun and Moon League. But overall, I feel like they just kind of poured all their budget into the final fight, which is so cheap considering it's Ash's final league, and instead of giving the same appreciation to the other fights, you just neglect them and instead go for the one-hit wonder. But all in all, the animation could have been so much better, and I feel like that's something everyone can agree upon. Now keep in mind, I'm not an animator. I understand that it's hard to animate, but at the same time, they showed that they're capable of doing so much more, but instead gives us the burger with only the steak. If that even made sense. You know what I'm trying to say. But anyways, let's move on to my next point, which is probably my biggest complaint yet. Now, the matchups of Journeys were, to say the least, pretty mid. Now, you're telling me that they went and said that adding Lance into the Masters 8 was a good idea? Did we just forget the amount of times we've seen this absolute fraud lose a 1v1 in Journeys? There are numerous people more suitable to be included in the Masters 8 tournament. Paul, Gladion, Sawyer, Tobias, and you choose this guy? And I'm not just going after Lance. Like, there are any number of people that they could have chosen for the Masters 8 tournament. They literally just went in and chose all of the champions from all the different regions. It would have been so much better to see Tobias again. It would have been much better to see Sawyer again and see his progression from XYZ, from losing to Ash to nearly beating him in the Masters 8. Like, it would have been so good. I'm sorry, but other than Alon, Cynthia, and Ash, there's nobody else that should be in that Masters 8 tournament. Diantha nearly lost to Ash before he even mastered the Bond Phenomenon state. The only reason she won that battle was because Ash literally passed out. Now, Iris is one of those trainers that I think I can give a slide to, but I'm still not happy they chose her, you know what I mean? Like, Iris in and of itself, I like to see her growth and all that, and her being in the Masters 8 tournament was pretty cool, but I mean, there are just so many trainers that she just feels kind of meh to me, you know what I mean? I'm sorry, but the people they chose for the Masters 8 tournament was terrible, and it could have been much better. The actual matchups of the Masters 8 tournament were kinda hit or miss. Like, Cynthia versus Ash wasn't bad, and I really liked Iris versus Cynthia, but you're telling me that we missed out on an Alon versus Ash rematch? Hello? Don't you guys want the popularity? Could you imagine the amount of hype Alon versus Ash would have had on the entire Pokemon community? Like, bro, it would have been spectacular. Especially after the bond they created after Pokemon XYZ, man, it would have been great, but oh well. Which actually brings us to my final complaint on the Masters 8 tournament. This tournament made absolutely zero sense, and I'll tell you why. First off, you're telling me the guy who fought against a Zygarde, Rayquaza, Primal Groudon and Kyogre loses to some dude whose best feat was getting beat by Eternatus.
Cool.
And yes, I said Eternatus, deal with it. Now, I don't care what you think. Eternatus is not on the same level as Zygarde and all the other legendaries along his spot. The only feat this guy has was warping space around itself, which isn't impressive, by the way, if Zygarde and Rayquaza can literally just blitz it in literal milliseconds. And warping time and space is not all that impressive when you realize that this guy has been enclosed in a tight little space within an egg, isolated from the rest of the world, so this guy probably doesn't even know how to use his powers. You know what I just thought of? I think I'm just going to make a separate video on Eternatus entirely and, you know, talk about how weak he is. Because apparently he's supposedly one of the strongest Pokemon in the entire franchise. Which he's not, by the way. But let's get back to the main topic. The fact that Leon beats Alon, who is a trainer who's fought countless stronger legendaries, makes no sense at all, considering we've never seen Leon fight strong Pokemon before. We just have to take his rank as number one as factual and go on with our day. There's literally nothing exciting about his character. The only real excitement I got between Ash versus, you know, Leon is the fact that it was Ash's final fight, and it was, you know, great animation. I actually felt more excitement and joy seeing Ash pummel Paul to the ground in their fight. I had more joy seeing Ash beat Sawyer because he was a true rival to Ash, and I had more joy and I was on the edge of my seat seeing Ash versus Alon because it was the closest he's ever gone to a Pokemon League. Same thing goes with Diantha versus Leon. I mean, this chick literally was on a comparable level as Ash Greninja, who nearly beat Alon's Charizard, and the fact she lost within two hits is actually wild to me. The fact they tried to make Leon seem like this all-powerful trainer when you've barely seen this dude's feats is just so stupid. I plan on making a future video on that as well, so subscribe if you don't want to miss that. But in conclusion, that is my thoughts on the Masters 8 tournament as a whole. Whether or not you agree with me, I hope you can at least see my perspective, and honestly, I don't think my takes are unjustified at all, since some of this stuff is backed up by visual evidence. But hey man, the Pokemon community can get crazy sometimes. That's something we can all agree upon. But anyways friends, that's all Yuki wrote, and I'll see you guys in the next video. Peace.